This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The White House is facing criticism after President Biden said he will not give Israel offensive weapons to use in Rafah out of concern for civilians sheltering there. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president told CNN the kinds of bombs the U.S. has given Israel have already killed civilians in Gaza. And while he is committed to helping Israel defend itself against Hamas,
he does not want certain categories of American weapons used in a particular type of operation in a particular place.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says the president is not walking away from Israel. But Bradley Bowman at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy says he essentially is.
He's walking away from Israel's ability to go and get the people that did October 7th. Are you kidding me?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The first shipment of humanitarian aid bound for a U.S.-built pier in Gaza left a port in Cyprus on Thursday on the U.S. container ship Sagamore. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
Officials say the U.S.-built pier will bring in dozens of truckloads of aid per day at a time when defense analyst Michael O'Hanlon says airdrops from the U.S. and others, along with truck traffic at border crossings, has been drastically inadequate.
This pier is desperately needed and actually overdue. And the numbers I've seen imply that it could actually help deliver a substantial fraction of what's needed.
Officials say security measures are in place to protect U.S. troops on the pier and civilians distributing aid on the beach. Officials say aid distribution via sea could begin as soon as next week. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on social media, including Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis visits Turkey on Monday for talks with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. VOA's Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Mitsotakis' visit to Turkey follows Erdogan's December visit to Athens. Both leaders want to build on that positive momentum on several fronts. But unless the two nations address their territorial disputes in the Aegean, their reconciliation efforts will be fragile. Both Erdogan and Mitsotakis renewed their mandates with electoral victories last year, and observers say both are in good positions to pursue rapprochement.
Both leaders are very strong domestically, and this makes them less eager to listen to the sort of nationalist voices that exist in both countries.
Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
A new Biden administration rule aims to speed up asylum processing at the southern border. Under current law, certain mandatory bars make people ineligible for asylum, for example, if they've been convicted of a serious crime. But a judge makes the final determination on whether the person qualifies for asylum, and that process can take years. The new rule gives asylum officers interviewing migrants days after they've arrived in the country power to consider that criminal history in deciding whether to remove someone. Trump's attorney and Stormy Daniels trade barbs during questions about an alleged 2006 sexual encounter. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
The defense tried to poke holes in Daniels' credibility, saying she had changed her story over the years about her 2006 sexual encounter with Donald Trump. It got heated. Daniels stood her ground. After leaving court, Trump said everyone saw what happened.
I don't think we have to do any explaining. I'm not allowed to anyway because this judge is corrupt. He's a corrupt judge. This judge, what he did and what his ruling was, is a disgrace.
Judge Juan Mershon denied requests to modify the gag order so Trump could respond to Daniels' testimony, and again denied a request from the defense to declare a mistrial over Daniels' testimony. I'm Ed Donahue.
Guyana's government says it gave permission for the U.S. military to fly two powerful F-A-18F Super Hornet jets over its capital to demonstrate the close military and other forms of cooperation between this oil-exporting South American nation and the United States. The country had about 3 hours' notice of the exercise through an American embassy announcement, but most people appeared to have been surprised by the noisy and unprecedented flyover that comes amid tensions between Guyana and Venezuela over a large swath of Guyana's territory. A Guyana government statement said, quote, "The exercise seeks to deepen the ongoing security cooperation between our two countries," but stayed clear of any reference to moves by neighboring Venezuela. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.